بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This is our 22nd session for level 2 hadith from the Dina program. And today, inshallah, we're going to review what we wrote in the previous exam. Yes, bro. You need me?
Yes. Question. If you have a time.
No, we have okay. Start class right now. Pardon me, please. Musa, see if you can help him, please. Today, inshallah, we're going to review the hadith that we wrote in the hadith writing exercise last week. And this will be our final session for this level 2 hadith class. And next week, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we are going to start a new course in hadith, level 3 hadith class, which is similar to what we have done in this course. That is 20 hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're going to study them for some of the grammatical points, vocabulary words, legal rulings, and memorization. If anybody didn't get their paper back, please let me know. I think I gave everybody the paper. Okay, so inshallah, what we want to do today, we just want to look at those hadith that we wrote last week. And we want to give you a chance to ask any questions. I'll read the hadith, and if anybody left out something or spelled something wrong, or maybe I made a mistake in correcting the paper, please bring it to my attention and we'll try to rectify it. Okay, so we're going to go through the hadith, yani, relatively quickly. The Arabic pronunciation of the words, the meaning of the words, and we're just going to try to go through all 20. You can stop me on any hadith in order when we come to the hadith. If you have a question about anything that you wrote, or any question, yani, in reference to the hadith that we covered. Again, I want to make mention that's yours, yes. Jazakallahu khair. Barakallahu fikum. Okay. Well, before that, let me just say this. Now, first, before we start reading the hadith, I want to just acknowledge everybody who participated in this in the last 5 months of this class. And may Allah reward each person for the effort that they made to come here and to participate, and hopefully inshallah, yani, there was some benefit. Secondly, I want to recognize everyone who came for the writing exercise that we did last week. I want to, yani, thank you for, yani, coming and participating, even if you might have found it a little difficult, because this writing exercise is something that perhaps you haven't been used to. You know, I want to thank everyone who did come and participated in the writing exercise. And I want to say that everybody, in consideration of each person's level and situation, everybody did well. I'm, yani, happy with, you know, what you have written. I tried to be very fair in marking the papers. And alhamdulillah, yani, even though we're on different levels in this class, some people are actually in the level 1 Arabic, and some people in level 2 Arabic, and some people in level 3 Arabic, and some people in level 4 Arabic. But all different groups are participating in this hadith class, so everybody's not on the same level. So I took that into consideration. Some people can write better than others, some people can spell better than others. But even some people who couldn't write well, but they memorized the hadith. They memorized the hadith, and they wrote it the best way they could, and we acknowledge that. Because even if a person couldn't spell the word right, if it's clear that they knew the word, that means they memorized it. Right? So we didn't, yani, try to, yani, take points away from that, but we tried to mark it fairly in consideration of the level of each student. So alhamdulillah, yani, I think that we did very well, and I think that after this writing exercise, all of us can look at ourselves and see where we might be weak or where we might be strong, and where we can do better and where we can improve. Okay, we had two groups in this writing exercise, and I say exercise because, you know, even though you can say it was an examination, but the intent by it is as an exercise, so that we can see where we're at. Okay, so we had two groups, those who wrote 10 hadith from the 20 that we took, and we graded them on the 10 hadith, 10 points for each hadith. Meaning, 8 points for the text of the hadith and 2 points for the collector. Yani, who collected, Bukhari or Muslim. And the people who wrote 20 hadith, then we marked them, 5 points for each hadith, 4 points for the text of the hadith, and 1 point for the collector. So that if you did 10 or you did 20, you can still get 100 points, according to if you decided to do 10 or 20. Except that those who did 10 hadith, we give them one gift. And those who did 20 hadith, what do we give them?
Two
gifts. Right? Okay. So, alhamdulillah. And also, along with the two gifts, we also have a third gift, and that is a CD. Alhamdulillah, one of the brothers was very generous to make a CD for us from all of the 20 classes that we had in this course on one CD, so that yani everybody can go back and review that CD in case you didn't record the class. You have access to it. Okay, I just want to recognize from the people who wrote 20 hadith, on the top of the list, Abdul Haq had 99 out of 100. And right behind him, Abu Bakr and Faiz had 98. And right behind them, our sister Wafia, she had 95. And right behind those four is Nasir. Where's Nasir? Is he here? He's hiding? He's here. He was here with me. Okay, with 92. And so on. Okay, so I mean, at least yani we can see that this is something that's not impossible. That we can do this, we can memorize, and we can write, and we can learn these hadith, very, very important. And then Khadija, Talib, Mustafa, Al-Hanafi, Abdul Halim, Mente, Hayatullah Khan, and Murshid. From the people who wrote only 10 hadith, Mustafa, how do you pronounce your last name, Mustafa?
Jin.
Huh?
Jin.
Jin. Okay, I'm thrown off by the D in the spelling. No problem. Now, mashallah, from the people who wrote 10 hadith, there's Mustafa, Saifullah, who didn't come yet from the Bronx. Saifullah is not here yet. Abdul Karim ibn Mustafa, Abdul Karim, Abdul Qadir, and Tawheed. So I want to just recognize everybody who did write the exam, and alhamdulillah, I compliment everyone, and I'm pleased actually that we did well in this exercise. May Allah reward everyone who participated in this class. Whether you wrote the exam or not, may Allah reward everyone, you know, in this life and in the next life, and let it be yani a beneficial exercise for us, and an inspiration and a motivation and a reminder of what we can do if we try. Maybe some of us here didn't memorize a hadith in Arabic before, and now we memorized 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 hadith. So this is what we can do. And so we gave some gifts, and one of the gifts that we gave, yani actually, to the top 5 grades, we gave also extra gift, third gift, or maybe that makes 4 now, a copy of the 40 hadith of Imam Nawawi in Arabic and English. And the intent from that is that you, and if you haven't memorized 40 hadith of Imam Nawawi, get busy. 40 hadith, now. Okay, we're going to go through the hadith now.
How are the grades for the 10 hadiths?
How are the grades? Yeah. Meaning?
For example, how were the grades for the 10, those who are 10 hadiths? You said that for those who are 20 hadiths, the first grade.
Yeah, I read their names in order. I read their names in order from the top.
You want to know how they did?
They did well, alhamdulillah. Yeah. Everybody did well. Yani, of course, you know, it's not the same. Everybody is a little bit different. Some people in level 1, like I said, some people level 2, some people level 3. So, but alhamdulillah, yani, everybody, in my estimation, I consider that everybody yani, who wrote, that was, you know, good to me. Because, you know, let's keep in mind, and I don't want to get sidetracked with this because our time is very limited, and it's already very late because of, you know, where we're at right now. So, I do want to go through these hadith, but I want to say that, yani if a person tries to do something for the sake of Allah, sincerely for the sake of Allah, and they do it correctly, even if they don't succeed in completing it, Allah rewards the effort, right? Allah rewards the effort. So, yani whoever actually participated and tried to memorize or tried to write or whatever, then inshallah there's reward. Yani these gifts are just like a token of appreciation, when in reality the great reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, we're going to go through these hadith from the first hadith to the last. I'm going to read them, yani, at a fair pace. And if anybody has a question on your paper or about the hadith, stop me, okay? The first hadith, عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تأكلوا بالشمال فإن الشيطان يأكل بالشمال رواه مسلم. يعني on the authority of Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not eat with the left, meaning left hand, for indeed shaitan eats with the left hand. Reported by Muslim. Second hadith. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف. And we added يعني these words that were not in the book but from the original hadith. وفي كل خير. يعني on the authority of Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer, and in each of them there is good. Rawahu Muslim, reported by Al-Imam Muslim. يعني المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف وفي كل خير رواه مسلم. The third hadith. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يسلم الصغير على الكبير والمار على القاعد والقليل على الكثير متفق عليه. أي رواه البخاري ومسلم. يعني on the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the young person initiates salams to the older person, and the one who is passing by to the one who is sitting, and the little smaller group to the larger or greater group. And this hadith is agreed upon, muttafaqun alayh, meaning reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. يسلموا الصغير على الكبير والمار على القاعد والقليل على الكثير متفق عليه. Hadith number 4. عن أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يتبع الميت ثلاثة أهله وماله وعمله فيرجع اثنان ويبقى واحد يرجع أهله وماله ويبقى عمله متفق عليه. يعني on the authority of Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the deceased, the dead person, is followed by three: his family, his wealth, and his deeds. So two of them return and one of them remains. Yani his family and his wealth returns, yani after he's buried, and his deeds remain with him in the grave, agreed upon, yani by Bukhari and Muslim. يَتْبَعُ الْمَيِّتَ ثَلَاثَةٌ أَهْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَعَمَلُهُ فَيَرْجِعُ اثْنَانِ وَيَبْقَى وَاحِدٌ يَرْجِعُ أهله وماله ويبقى عمله متفق عليه. Hadith number 5. نعم جميل. After we get come through it, we'll come to you inshallah. On the authority number 5. On the authority of Uthman رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من بنى لله مسجدا بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة رواه مسلم. يعني on the authority of Uthman, that is Uthman ibn Affan, may Allah be pleased with him, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever builds for Allah a masjid, Allah will build for him a house in paradise. Reported by Muslim. يعني من بنى لله مسجدا بنى الله له بيتا في الجنة. Hadith number 6. عن علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه قال إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أخذ حريرا فجعله في يمينه وأخذ ذهبا فجعله في شماله ثم قال إن هذين حرام على ذكور أمتي رواه أحمد وأبو داود والنسائي ولابن ماجة in the narration of Ibn Majah it has حل لإناثهم يعني on the authority of Ali ibn Abi Talib may Allah be pleased with him he said that indeed the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken some silk and he placed it in his right hand and he had taken some gold and he placed it in his left hand and then he said indeed these two are forbidden for the males of my ummah of my community reported by Ahmed Abu Dawud and Nasa'i and in the narration Ibn Majah he said that yani these two things are hillun li inathihim yani permissible for their women yani for the women of the ummah of Islam yani Again, the hadith, إِنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَخَذَ حَرِيرًا فَجَعَلَهُ فِي يَمِينِهِ وَأَخَذَ ذَهَبًا فَجَعَلَهُ فِي شِمَالِهِ ثُمَّ قَالَ إِنَّ هَذَيْنِ حَرَامٌ عَلَى ذُكُورِ أُمَّتِي رواه أحمد وأبو داود والنسائي والابن ماجة حِلٌ لِإِنَاثِهِمْ نعم Yes, it's a in the narration of Ibn Majah, these are words that came in the narration. It's part of the hadith. Yani that these two things, the Prophet said, Ahram on the males of my ummah, and they are lawful for their women. Yani the females, the women of the Muslims, Muslim women. Naam, that's a continuation of the hadith in the narration of Ibn Majah. In Ahmed and Abu Dawud and Nasa'i, it doesn't have that wording. It's the same hadith, except that in the narration of Ibn Majah, it has these extra words. It's part of the hadith. Naam. حديث number 7 عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما بين بيتي ومنبري روضة من رياض الجنة متفق عليه on the authority of Abu Huraira may Allah be pleased with him he said that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that which is between my house and my minbar يعني the place of standing for giving the khutbah That which is between my house and my minbar is a garden from the gardens of paradise, agreed upon by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. ما بين بيتي ومنبري روضة من رياض الجنة. Hadith number 8. عن أبي مرثد الغنوي رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول لا تصلوا إلى القبور ولا تجلسوا عليها رواه مسلم on the authority of Abi Marthad Al-Ghanawi may Allah be pleased with him he said I heard the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying do not pray towards the graves and do not sit upon them reported by Imam Muslim يعني لا تصلوا إلى القبور يعني in the direction of the graves ولا تجلسوا عليها رواه مسلم حديث number 9 عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم should be سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي العمل أحب إلى الله قال الصلاة على وقتها قلت ثم أي والتنوين قال بر والدين قلت ثم أي والتنوين قال الجهاد في سبيل الله متفق عليه On the authority of Abdullah ibn Masud, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, I asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which action or deed is most beloved to Allah? And he said, the performance of the prayer in its time and in its proper time. I said, then which? Yani, which one is most beloved to Allah after that? He said, kindness, dutifulness to the parents, both parents, al-walidain. I said, then which is next, most beloved to Allah? He said, al-jihad, fighting in the way of Allah, agreed upon by al-Bukhari and Muslim. يعني سألت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي العمل that's مضاف مضاف إليه أي العمل أحب إلى الله قال الصلاة على وقتها قلت ثم أي قال بر والدين قلت ثم أي قال الجهاد في سبيل الله متفق عليه حديث number 10 عن عثمان رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه رواه البخاري. On the authority of Uthman, may Allah be pleased with him, he said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the best of you is the one who learns the Quran and teaches it, reported by al-Bukhari. يعني خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. Hadith number 11 عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تمنعوا نساءكم المساجد وبيوتهن خير لهن رواه أبو داود. يعني on the authority of ابن عمر, يعني that is Abdullah, the son of Umar. May Allah be pleased with both of them. Radiallahu anhuma. He said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not prevent your women from attending the masjids while their houses are indeed better for them. Yani better for them to pray in their house, but don't prevent them from attending the masjids as long as there's no fitna or trouble or danger for them. Reported by Abu Dawud. لا تمنعوا نساءكم المساجد وبيوتهن خير لهن. نعم. يعني the wow here وبيوتهن, يعني even though it is better for them to pray in their houses, but don't prevent them. If they want to go into the masjid, it's permissible for women to pray in the masjid. But yani what's better is that they pray in their homes. Yani don't prevent them. It's not permissible to prevent women from attending the masjids unless there's a reason for it, meaning there's danger or fitna or something. Otherwise, women are allowed to pray in the masjid. Hadith number 12. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatun fi masjidi hadha khayrun min alfi salatin fi ma siwahu illa al-masjid al-harama. Muttafaqun alayhi. On the authority of Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him, he said the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a salat, one salat in this masjid of mine's is better than 1,000 prayers in any masjid besides it, except the sacred masjid, yani al-masjid al-haram in Mecca. Muttafaqun alayhi, agreed upon by al-Bukhari and Muslim. Salatun fi masjidi hadha khayrun min alfi salatin fi ma siwahu illa al-masjid al-haram. Muttafaqun alayhi. Hadith number 13. An Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu qal, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من مات يشرك بالله شيئا دخل النار وقلت أنا من مات لا يشرك بالله شيئا دخل الجنة رواه البخاري ومسلم. On the authority of Abdullah ibn Masud, may Allah be pleased with him, he said that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever dies while committing shirk, associating something as a partner or an equal with Allah in those things that are his exclusive rights, whoever dies while associating something with Allah has entered the hellfire. And I said, that is Abdul ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, and I said, whoever dies while not committing shirk, associating something with Allah, then he has entered the paradise, reported by al-Bukhari and Muslim. من مات يشرك بالله شيئا دخل النار. وقلت أنا من مات لا يشرك بالله شيئا دخل الجنة. رواه البخاري ومسلم. حديث number 14 عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رجل أعمى فقال يا رسول الله إنه ليس لي قائد يقودني إلى المسجد. Here I want to say إنه came from the original source from Al-Bukhari, Muslim. That's how it came in Sahih Muslim with the wording إنه, even though it's not in our book like that. Okay, إنه. But if somebody didn't write إنه, no problem. We didn't يعني mark it wrong or anything. That's how it came in Sahih Muslim. إنه. إنه. He said, يا رسول الله إنه ليس لي قائد يقودني إلى المسجد. فسأل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يرخص له فيصلي في بيته. And again here in the book it said فسأل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يرخص أن يصلي instead of فيصلي. But in Sahih Muslim it came with فا. فيصلي في بيته. فرخص له فلما ولى دعاه فقال هل تسمع النداء بالصلاة. And the word بالصلاة is not in the textbook, it's in Sahih Muslim. هل تسمع النداء بالصلاة؟ قال نعم. قال فأجب. رواه مسلم. يعني on the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, he said a blind man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Then he said, يعني the blind man said, O Messenger of Allah, indeed, I do not have a guide to guide me to the masjid. Then, that's what he said. The narrator says, then he asked the Messenger of Allah, the blind man asked the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to give him a permission, meaning to pray at home, so that he may pray in his house. فَرَخَّصَ لَهُ. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him permission, that is, to pray in his house. But when he turned away, he called him. Yani the Prophet called him, and then said to him, do you hear the nida, yani the adhan, the call for the salat? The man said, yes. The Prophet ﷺ said, then answer it. Yani respond to it. Come to the masjid. Rawahu Muslim. Again, Ata al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rajulun a'ma faqala ya Rasulullahi innahu laysa li qa'idun yaqooduni ila al-masjidi. فسأل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يرخص له فيصلي في بيته. فرخص له فلما ولى دعاه فقال هل تسمع النداء بالصلاة؟ قال نعم. قال فأجب. رواه مسلم. نعم. نعم. Yeah, this is a grammatical point. This is a grammatical point. Okay, the pronoun here is referring to the matter that he's asking about. He's not talking about the Prophet. No. No, he's talking about, yani, the fact that he doesn't have a guide. Yani. Naam. There's some discussion about this. Naam. Tayyib, hadith number 15. An Aishata. Yani more than one person, blind man, came to the Prophet and asked him like this. But in any case, naam. An Aishata radiyallahu anha, an al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, kullu sharabin askara, fahuwa haramun, muttafaqun alayhi. On the authority of Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, every drink which intoxicates, cause the person to become intoxicated, then as a result of that, it is forbidden. Muttafaqun alayh, agreed upon by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Kullu sharabin askara fahuwa haramun, muttafaqun alayh. Hadith number 16 an Anasin radiyallahu anhu an al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal la yu'minu ahadukum ahadukum yani with dhamma ahadu fa'il, the fa'il from the verb yu'minu. La yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu لِنَفْسِهِ مُتَّفَكٌ عَلَيْهِ. On the authority of Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, from the Prophet ﷺ, he said, no one of you believes, yani has complete and perfect iman, until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself, yani agreed upon by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. لَا يُؤْمِنُوا أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى يُحِبَّ with fatta, حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ with dhamma, مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ مُتَّفَكٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hadith number 17, عن أنس رضي الله عنه, عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, لَا يُؤْمِنُوا أَحَدُكُمْ حَتَّى أَكُونَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ وَالِدِهِ وَوَلَدِهِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ مُتَّفَكٌ عَلَيْهِ. On the authority of Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he said, no one of you believes or has complete and perfect iman until I am more beloved to him than his parents and his children and all of humanity, agreed upon by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين متفق عليه. Hadith number 18, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال, قبل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحسن ابن علي وعنده الأقرع ابن حابس التميمي جالسا, فقال إن لي عشرة من الولد ما قبلت منهم أحدا, فنظر إليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال, من لا يرحم لا يرحم متفق عليه. يعني on the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم kissed Al-Hasan ibn Ali, يعني Hasan, the son of Ali, may Allah be pleased with both of them, while there was with him a man named Al-Aqra'u ibn Habis al-Tamimi, from the tribe of Tamim. He was with the Prophet ﷺ, jalisan, sitting. And that man said, indeed, I have 10 children, and I haven't kissed one of them. The Messenger of Allah ﷺ looked at him, and then he said to him, whoever doesn't have mercy, yani on others, then that person will not receive mercy, meaning from Allah, agreed upon by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. قَبَّلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْحَسَنَ بْنَ عَلِيٍّ وَعِنْدَهُ الْأَقْرَعُ ابْنُ حَابِسٍ التَّمِيمِيُّ جَالِسًا, فَقَالَ إِنَّ لِي عَشَرَةً مِنَ الْوَلَدِ مَا قَبَلْتُ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا, فَنَظَرَ إِلَيْهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَالَ مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ مُتَّفَكٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hadith number 19, عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بني الإسلام على خمس, شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة والحج وصوم رمضان, رواه البخاري. يعني on the authority of Ibn Umar, يعني Abdullah the son of Umar, may Allah be pleased with both of them, he said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-Islam is built upon five, يعني five pillars of foundations, the testimony or bearing witness that there's nothing which deserves to be worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Messenger of Allah, and the establishment of the salat, the prayers, and the giving of the zakat, the charity, and the performance of pilgrimage and fasting Ramadan. That is the month of Ramadan, yani reported by Al-Imam Al-Bukhari. Buni al-Islamu ala khamsin shahadati an la ilaha illallahu wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullahi wa iqami salati wa ita'i zakati wal hajji wa sawmi رمضان, رواه البخاري. And the final hadith number 20, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حق المسلم على المسلم خمس, رد السلام وعيادة المريض واتباع الجنائز وإجابة الدعوة وتشميت العاطس متفق عليه on the authority of Abu Huraira. May Allah be pleased with him. Alaykum salam. That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the right of a Muslim upon another Muslim or the rights of the Muslim upon other Muslims are five. The responding to the salams, yani responding to the greetings of salams, visiting the sick, following the deceased, yani the funeral procession, answering the invitation, and yani tashmit al-atis, yani if a person sneezes and says alhamdulillah, saying to them yarhamakallah, agreed upon by al-Bukhari and Muslim. Haqqul muslimi ala al-muslimi khamsun raddus salami wa iyadatul maridi wa ittiba'ul janaizi wa ijabatud da'wati wa tashmitul 'atisi muttafaqun alayhi. So these are the hadith that we took this term, 20 hadith. Any question about any of them? Naam, Waleed. Hadith number 13. Naam. Radi Allah
anhu. So the one you said, I think it's one from the book, but I think when you're pretty sure when you're sitting on the board, in the second part, one man, there's a what? One man mad that Rokotu Hana, one man mad that Larry Shuku, Larry Shay.
Yeah, this hadith came with different narrations. That's true. It came with the particle, yani the conjunction, wa man mata. Naam. It came with wow in some of the narrations. And it also came in some of the narrations. Yani it came with wow in the narration, I think, of Jabir radiallahu anhu, in which he narrated this hadith, yani as the whole of the hadith is from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not wa qultu ana. Yani the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said both parts of this hadith, and we mentioned some of the narrations at that time. Yes, there are different narrations, and one of them, and some of them has wa, it has wow, naam, in the middle of the hadith, naam.
Dakhala, even though it's past
tense. Naam, dakhala. Yani in this hadith, the meaning man mata yushriku billahi dakhala an-nar, yani the meaning of the verb is past tense verb. It means that yani that person has entered the hellfire, meaning that they are guaranteed to enter the hellfire. Yani that person who didn't make shirk has entered the paradise, means they are guaranteed to enter the paradise. Yani past tense meaning the certainty of it, as though it already happened, as though it already happened. Allahu alam. Naam. Naam, Jamil. I don't mind, but let's see what time we have. Like, our time is really up, but let's take one at least. Because we're supposed to stop at, yeah, go ahead. Which hadith? Tell us which one you're reciting so we can follow you. Hadith number 18, mashallah. Yalla, that's good. We want to hear that one.
جالسا فقال إن لي عشرة من الولد ما قبلت منهم أحدا فنظر إليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال من لا يرحم لا يرحم متفق عليه.
طيب give us another. يلا ما شاء الله.
عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه.
Which one are you reading?
14.
يلا.
عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رجلا أعمى فقال يا رسول الله ليس لي قائد يقودني في المسجد فسأل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي يرخص له أي يسلم في بيته فلما ولى دعاه فقال ألتسمع النداء قال نعم قال فأجد وراه مسلم.
أحسنت ما شاء الله. One more.
Number.
Don't worry about the number. Recite. We'll find it.
عن جابر رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تاكلوا بالشمال فإن الشيطان يأكل بالشمال.
Ahsant, mashallah. Mashallah, Jamil, how old are you now?
11
years old, mashallah, look at that. Barakallah feekum, Allah yahfadak. Mashallah, this is tremendous. Nah, mashallah. Our time is up, brothers and sisters. But I would like to ask if anybody is going to join us in the next course, please give us your name and email address, because I have to make a new list for this next group coming up. Now. فلما ولى دعوا فقال. It was fa there or
yeah,
not?
I missed the fa.
Huh?
Put call.
You did what?
I put call instead
of fa. Oh yeah. Okay, small. That's not enough significance. Okay. Anybody who wants to register for the next class, please take one of these so that we can make a new list, a mailing list for everybody who's gonna join us for this coming class. You'll be with us? You're not sure? Anyway, just take one anyway, just in case. Okay, please take one of these. You going to be here, Jamil?
No.
No? You traveling? Traveling back down south? I just want to make a new email listing for the class that's coming up, inshallah. And keep in mind, next week...
You'll have to do level one.
Don't worry about it, inshallah. Don't worry about it. We're gonna do something for you, inshallah. We're gonna try to help you. Next week, inshallah, we're gonna start a new course. I'll be sending the PDF file. I'll be sending it out to the email list, the old email list. But if I am able to compile a new one, then I'll make sure that I get you a copy of that text for that book, inshallah. And next week, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we're gonna have copies of the book, huh? Next week, inshallah, for those who come to the first class, we're going to have copies. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.